WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly shift your perspective and make a world of difference in how you experience life. Gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another episode about being thankful, hear me out. We're not just talking about saying thank you at the dinner table. We're talking about cultivating a genuine sense of appreciation for the good stuff, even the seemingly small things, that make up our daily journey. Why? Because gratitude isn't just a feel-good emotion, it's a superpower. It rewires your brain to focus on the positive, reduces stress and anxiety, boosts happiness levels, and strengthens your relationships. Pretty amazing, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you sprinkle more gratitude into your everyday life. First up, make it a habit. Think of gratitude like any other muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Try starting each day with a quick gratitude list. Just jot down 3 things you're grateful for: a warm bed, a delicious breakfast, or even just the sunshine streaming through your window. Seems simple, but trust me, it makes a difference. Second, shift your focus. Ever noticed how our minds tend to gravitate towards the negative? It's like a natural default setting. But here's the thing. You can consciously choose to shift your attention. When negativity creeps in, actively seek out something positive to counter. Maybe it's that funny meme your friend sent, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Remember, you have the power to choose where your focus goes. Third, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to appreciating the little things. Take time to savor your coffee, really listen when someone is talking to you, or simply enjoy the feeling of the sun on your skin. These small moments of mindful awareness can be incredibly grounding and help you cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude. Fourth, express your appreciation. Don't just keep your gratitude bottled up inside. Let others know how much you appreciate them. A heartfelt thank you note, a genuine compliment, or even just a simple hug can go a long way in strengthening relationships and spreading positivity. Finally, remember the bigger picture. When life throws curveballs, it's easy to get caught up in negativity. But take a step back and remember all the good things you have in your life: your health, your loved ones, your passions. Cultivating gratitude for these fundamental blessings can help you navigate challenges with greater resilience and perspective. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling stressed from a hectic day. You're caught in traffic, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list seems endless. But then, something happens. A random act of kindness catches your eye. Maybe someone holds the door open for you, or a stranger offers a genuine smile. Suddenly, that small gesture shifts your entire outlook. A feeling of warmth spreads through you, reminding you that even amidst the chaos, there's still beauty and goodness in the world. That's the power of gratitude. Folks, it has the ability to turn even the most ordinary moments into something extraordinary. So, my friends, I challenge you to make a conscious effort to cultivate gratitude in your daily lives. Start small, be consistent, and watch as it transforms not only your perspective, but also your entire experience of life. Remember, happiness isn't a destination, it's a way of traveling. And gratitude is the compass that guides us towards joy, fulfillment, and a deeper sense of meaning. Keep your eyes open to the good stuff, and never underestimate the power of a grateful heart. I can't wait to hear your stories. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, stay positive, keep striving, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.